Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I'm Gabrielle. I am a former mafia princess and the owner of our Too Posh Boutique. And I'm here with my beautiful daughter, Marcella.
I'm Marcella. I am a dancer, choreographer, model, and the designer for Too Posh. And I cannot wait to talk to Whitley.
Who is my son's adorable girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Whitley. I like to create things. I'm kind of a nerd. Kind of a nerd, and I like to make people smile.
What will they say next? You're listening to the Too Posh Podcast.
Show 6, guys.
Yay! Woo!
Tommy, Thomas. I met Tommy about 13 years ago. Marcella was a competitive dancer at the time, and we were at Showbiz Dance Competition, national, actually. And the owner, David, who had been a friend of mine for 10 years at the time, who I'd met through Shella Sattler, who used to own Dallas Powerhouse, who's still a dear, dear friend of mine, called me over, and he was so excited, and he's like, "Oh my God, you have to meet Thomas. Have you met Thomas?" And I go, "No, who is Thomas?" And he goes, "You have to meet him. He's from Austria. He's from your country." And I'm like, "What?" And so he introduced us. And
I remember that too well. Yes.
I do too. And I mean, so super exciting. And who would have known that we became bestest friends?
You know, it was really interesting because I remember seeing you and I was like, "Oh my God, she doesn't even look typical Austrian." Because, you know, she was like, this like appearance is like, yeah. Oh my God, she just doesn't look Austrian. And then I remember you had the buggy with Jolie.
She was like a year and a half old or something.
Yeah, she was in a cart.
Really,
I mean,
really
like
in a cart.
She's a shopping
in
cart.
In a stroller.
In there.
Yeah, in a stroller. And at the time, it was a really hard time in my life. Like, I had so many changes going on and I didn't really have time to make time for other people, so we didn't see each other a whole lot back then.
Correct.
But then a few years later we caught back up, and since then we haven't missed a beat.
It's like, nope. You're married now.
She magically appeared
now.
Again.
And they like to talk to each other in Austrian. I say Austrian because you guys have your special.
We have a special language, actually.
Yeah.
And you know what? Now we have some people that might understand the language a little bit, so we have to be careful what we write.
Yeah, we actually write in really weird, like how we would say it. We write English in the way we would say it in German. And
yeah.
Whitley started understanding it lately.
I
and
did.
I'm like, man. Darn it,
keep
no
her out of
secret.
Your phone.
It's really cute.
But yeah, I wanted to see if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to the USA, and was it as hard as it was for me to come here? Because moving cities is hard, moving at all is hard, but moving countries is a whole thing.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. And you know what? Here's the thing. You know what? I had a dream when I was very, very little. You know, it started simple in school. I had this big book, and I looked at that book, and there was a big boat in there. There was a plane in there. There was this high rises in there. And back then, when I was a little child, I already looked at those pictures. And like, oh, I'm going to be working on a ship one day. Yes.
Aww.
And then, oh my God, this plane. I'm going to be a flight attendant one day. I'm going to work on a plane.
You thought
then,
that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Then you
yeah.
were.
And I made a...
You worked on a ship too?
Oh, yes.
No shit.
And every transportation device possible.
That's so cool.
That's how he got here.
I didn't know that.
I was like, I didn't come on the ship, no.
Like Life of Pi or whatever, Paddington.
So, kinda. And the third thing was this high rises, and I was like, I'm going to live in America. One big fine day, I'm going to live in the United States. So, and
that's
I made
cool.
all these goals happen one at a time, you know?
Oh, I love
I mean,
that.
They might not have all gone the way I planned it, back and forth, up and down, up in the air, back to the water, you know?
You were Mr. Universe. So
yeah, that's
like,
true.
Exactly. I had
to
leave my
cover.
Footprints.
Yeah, you did. A lot of surface.
Tommy does the universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, therefore, you know, and that's how I made it happen. And, you know, and I was at a point in my life, actually, I was on the water and I was like.
What was your job on the ship?
Actually, I was back in the days, I was 29 years old and I actually applied with. Because I was broke in a door handle. I needed some money. And I said, you know, and I wanted to travel. I hated Europe. I was fed up with everybody over there. I was tired of them. And I said, I need to get back out in the world. So I was like, you know, let's go on a cruise ship again. So I sent my application in, went to an interview to Italy, and wanted to work at a front desk. I wanted something simple. And so anyway, my application got moved to another desk in California, and I got a phone call and said, we would like to offer you a position. What? How does four times the salary sound to you? And I was like, sounds really intriguing. So what's the story behind it?
Right?
And so they said, well, you got to be in Mexico tomorrow. I'm like, tomorrow as on tomorrow. They said, yep. So they said, I can book you a flight right now if you're going. I said, okay. So I literally packed my bags. I called my mom. I mean, I shocked her one more time in her life, as usual. So she's used to it. She was like, okay, here he goes again.
So where did you go? I mean, on a ship or what?
What ship? Literally, I went on the Sun Princess from Princess Cruises.
Oh, cool.
And I was not hired on the board. I was invited to do a management training course as a supervisor. And, just do it for 3 weeks. You had to pass the test and then they sent you on your merry way. But unfortunately, they said, you are staying. You're good. You're staying.
Did you speak English?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
I did.
So perfectly. you do now.
I had my little bit of more of an accent because I just came back from Europe. But everybody else that was on the boat that was with me in the training course, I mean, I had to have a damn dictionary to understand them. So I was like,
urban.
Yeah.
Urban.
But I want everyone to know that Tommy is the hardest worker you ever want to know. I mean, I've never known anyone that works harder than him, and everything he touches turns to gold. And if you have him working for you, you don't ever want to lose him.
Well, like, you know, some people realize it once it's gone. You know what I mean?
That's a big mistake.
The thing about it is, I mean, there's probably a reason also why I became like this, because I feel like, I mean, it's another story for another day, probably, because it's a deeper story, because I was adopted as a baby. And I feel like as being adopted, I got another chance in life. And I wanted to prove my mother that she's done the right thing by picking me.
Aww, so sweet.
I wanted to make her proud, and I wanted to make her proud for the rest of her life, so she doesn't have to feel ashamed.
And he does every day, guys. He calls his mom several times a day, sends her gifts. Aww. Even though he's not home, he's so sweet, and she is so sweet too. And
I'm very fortunate.
Are an amazing son, like, and truly.
So anyway, back to the United States, and I was like, you know, and I was on the chip, and at that point in my life, I was like, I didn't know, don't need anybody in my life, you know.
Yeah.
I'm my own king.
Riding the waves.
That's pretty much all I did. And I met this person on this guy on the ship.
Who was this person?
My former boss.
All right.
So there you go.
Who was your former boss?
David.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway.
You're now husband.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was really interesting because he traveled with his family back then and his former partner. But, you know, and he just came to my restaurant every night. I had everything ready. And he was like, oh my gosh, I love the way you work with people. And I really would like for you to come to the States and work for my company. And I was
showbiz, right?
And I was like,
cool.
Oh,
showbiz dance competition.
Yeah, but he told me as an Austrian, oh, and I asked him, what do you do? He said, well, I produce dance competitions. And I was like, what? And I looked at him, and the first thing, the vision in my head was like, black bow tie, naked body, and a silver
like Chippendales or something?
So that was my first vision, and I had to try to take that vision out of my mother's head by trying to figure out how am I going to explain her what I'm going to do for the future. So anyway, I finished my contract on the ship. Being I was the youngest supervisor in the history of that cruise line, which was a big accomplishment.
Of course.
My next step was to be a head waiter, which everybody was in the 50s and 60s, and they looked at me as like, who on earth did he do to get that job?
Who did he do?
Seriously, I mean, I got the looks. Trust me.
Okay, Rose McGowan.
All right, me too. Hashtag.
Hashtag me too. Me double you too. So anyway, so after that, I went to Dallas, and I was like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I mean, I just know I was picked up in this beautiful white Mercedes at the airport. I was like going,
he has his own little
Mafia princess story. Not mafia.
Pretty woman.
Yeah.
Story.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's just like mine.
That's so
exactly
cool.
And so anyway, and that's how it all started. And you know, the road through immigration is a long and rocky
hard
road.
Yeah.
And it's definitely something that you want to do the legal way. And it was for me legal or not at all. Because that was my only thing that I probably ever said straight. I said, you know what? If I do it, I do it right.
Yeah.
And not at all.
Me too.
And
but that's hard.
It's very hard. And you know what? It's a lot of tears. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of guessing. It's a lot of everything. Because you know what? You're afraid because, you know, you're a little bit.
Did you ever feel like I felt so vulnerable when I would go to these immigration meetings? Because they would treat, I don't know if you were treated this way, but they would treat me like, who are you and why do you want to be here? And I was like, I didn't even want to be here. I wanted to really be home. And the way that they treat you, they think everything you say is a lie. And I'm like, but I have a child. And they were like, well, I don't believe you.
You can rent it.
Yeah, you can rent that kid.
But basically, and they're like, well, what do your curtains look like at home? And I'm like, what?
They asked you that? What does that have to do with anything?
Because they wanted to ask you trick questions. Like you are trying to get in the country and the way, I don't know.
Illegally? Well,
yeah, and I'm like, I love my country. I didn't even
And I love my curtains.
Here.
But if you go through that whole like process, that's not illegally. So
no,
why
it's not, but they want to make you feel like you're doing
something wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not. I'm paying for my way to
like
be
bullies.
Here. Exactly.
Yes, very big.
And adult high school.
And you know what? Adult high school, right?
That's so
it's
mean.
Very much like
I
that.
Hate bullies.
One of the most difficult things was when you get interviewed by somebody of the immigration, like a person that decides over your faith of staying in this country, that his first word out of his mouth, so you come from Australia, you have a lot of kangaroos. And I'm going,
like,
excuse me?
Wrong country.
And I said, we have Mozart, but we don't have any kangaroos. And you know what? That's when you have to shut up and say, you know what? Okay, speak no more. Because you know what? That person is going to send your butt home on the next plane out.
Do they get to make the decision?
Pretty much.
Wow,
I mean, they interview you. And I mean, I did everything so far and I'm still going to continue because I'm working on my U.S. citizenship right now, which is a slow-mo process.
Oh. I can't do U.S. citizen because if I did, I would have to give up my Austrian citizenship and I can't do that.
I was about to ask. Are y'all dual?
I'm dual, right?
Marcella is still dual because how that works is
but you're
when
in Italy, right?
No.
Italian?
No. I'm Austrian and Italian, but I was born in New York.
But your citizenship is American and Austrian, not Italian. Her dad was an American citizen. So she is American citizen by him and Austrian citizen by me. But if she gets married, she has to make a decision what she wants to be. And Gino, my son, had to make a decision by the time he was 18. Because he would have to go in the Austrian army.
Which is required by law.
What the heck? I wouldn't even be here.
Oh,
I was
no,
like,
honey.
Why didn't he do that? Oh, okay.
You'd be a milkmaid in the Alps.
She's like, what?
So, did he decide? I don't think I knew that.
I mean,
obviously he's American citizen. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you are too. You're both.
Well, I know, but he made the decision to not.
I mean, he obviously didn't go to the Austrian army.
So why didn't
army.
You have to?
I have to.
Girls
get
is different.
Oh,
they have to make a decision when they get married.
See, this is how
you know,
I'm not good at school.
You got to see where you spend.
Just goes over my head.
Where you're gonna spend the rest of your life? I mean, where you're not gonna go to Austria?
No,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you want to go and see the Sound of Music, you can go there for 3 weeks.
But I'm not gonna live there.
Exactly.
Oh, I would.
Oh, you're different.
You're like, you have no idea.
Like, I want to live anywhere except for where I'm at currently.
Now, Tommy, really quick, you are flight attendant for Austrian Airlines or
no.
Niki Lauda? Or
Niki
both?
Lauda.
Niki Lauda.
I
Has
just
anyone
seen
that movie?
Rush.
I did Rush. I saw it recently.
That's the guy I worked for.
Really? Okay, what's what? Funny, did I not just say that the actor, when he was talking, reminded me of you?
Really?
It was just his accent. Not, you don't look the same.
Was
but
that who you were talking about? It?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I didn't,
Niki
okay.
Lauda.
I haven't seen it, but
Niki Lauda was a Formula One
race car driver. Yes.
And he was in a horrendous accident. He got burnt over
80%
of his body.
You had to see the movie.
And his survival is crazy. And then
definitely.
So you were his flight attendant.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a small privately owned airline.
Okay.
Which back then. Back in the glory days, I started 1994.
Okay.
And since it was privately owned, you had every right to do with just flight attendants what you pleased to do. So I remember them putting me on a scale, telling me dropping 5 pounds.
What?
That is just
have
a
you watched
thing.
Pan Am? That TV show with Margot Robbie when she first
yes,
started out.
Yes, that's the way
I
it
love
was.
It.
The glory days of flying are over now.
Wait, you had to like drop weight?
Yeah,
yes.
Like they would
measure you and put you on a scale and they're like, uh-huh. you need to go on a diet. You need to eat more. You need to do
this. Yeah. It goes with the same how you had to dress.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I still don't understand the whole American way of how people dress when they go flying. I'm
Honey
sorry.
Honey Boo Boo Cha, let me tell you. It is not cool anymore.
No,
what's
but
happening.
Do you remember at home we had to dress?
It wasn't
when
a
you
fair.
Got, when you
it
got
wasn't a fair
to
when
on
you
the plane.
Fly,
you had to dress, right? High heels. Everybody was dressed up like you're going to an event. Mm-hmm. Now, I look at myself sometimes. I go, you're one of
my
man,
like, you slob.
Okay. Sometimes.
I'm like, really?
Well, you got to consider some circumstances. When you work in a competition world like
say,
we did, you got 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
The last thing is you put on the fake lashes.
No. I mean, when Tommy and I have worked for a competition, same competition, I would judge, and him and I, sometimes they would want us downstairs at 3:30 in the morning. If anybody knows me at all, I'm not a morning person. I'm typically up till 3:30.
Yeah.
I mean, I was rolling out of bed in the sweatpants. I mean, I don't even care.
I'm surprised you had your suitcase.
I mean, I am too. No makeup. Just like, I knew, though, my mom's like, what are you wearing? I just.
That's how
you
I
couldn't.
Am.
I mean, we went to bed at like 1 and we had 2 hours of sleep if we were lucky.
Yeah. Sometimes I was like, I might as well just stay.
Stay up.
Yeah.
Yes.
No excuse. I'm
I
sorry.
Know. She doesn't think so. So, I mean, we said we wanted to talk about like the getting ready thing, like the European way. Like, she would not go to the mailbox. I mean, you don't see people without your makeup on.
The mailbox.
I love
that.
At
our White
That's
House.
A strip club.
I love strip clubs. No, but her mailbox. I'm a big fan. People think that's funny, but I do love
no,
strip
yeah.
clubs.
I'm like, good for I'm you, a big girl. Fan.
I
so
do.
Much for getting ready for the mailbox.
So she would say that in our home, like she would not leave the house without putting makeup on or getting ready. Like you don't leave.
I don't like doing that either. And if I do, I'm like hat, hoodie. Yeah. Do
but
not
you
know
what?
Who I am.
That was during her times. Now,
yeah,
they all roll out of bed like they don't care.
I wish though. Mm-hmm. I think you see some time. Like I wish. It was kind of like how it used to be.
Oh, I totally do.
Like, everybody was getting so ready. Like,
just go through it to a theater.
Yeah.
You know what? It was
pick up oranges.
It was
to go to the grocery store.
Pick up oranges for what?
Like, grocery store.
Oh.
Pick up oranges.
I know. He's like, what is that code for?
Ball smashing.
Oh, God.
Not that again. Oh, my God.
I know. We
She's rehearsing
we will
with
never
oranges.
We
gotta practice.
Get plums.
Fresh squeezed.
Or dates.
Hey, Tommy, tell us a little bit about Vienna.
Vienna. You know what Vienna is?
Cause it me. I love that.
Okay. Anyway, Vienna is a beautiful, beautiful city. I mean, and my heart will always be there. I mean, it's something. I mean, when you're born in a place, that's where your heart is. I mean, just because I chose to live somewhere else, the thing was, once you started traveling in your life, you cannot identify yourself with the views. This narrow-mindedness of Europeans at one point is like driving me, it was killing me. It was like, you can't do this. You can't do this. Why? What do you mean, I can't do this? Of
Wait,
course I can.
They say you can't do
that? Yeah, of course. No, you can't do this. You can't and do you couldn't do that. Who said I can't do this?
Okay.
Yeah.
The only person that say I can't do this is the person that pays my bills. And not even then, to a degree, you know, I
you
can't
seen,
still do that.
Have you seen the it's like this really hot girl. She's in full dress, like heels, everything. She says, if you're not feeding me, fucking me, or financing me or something, don't tell
your
me
opinion
what to do. Yeah, your opinion.
I hear her.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear her. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I could not understand the thinking, the thought process. Mm-hmm. And that's what one of my biggest reasons was why I couldn't identify myself with the city anymore. Don't get me wrong. I loved all the small walking and everything. Oh, my God. My butt was firm. My legs were firm. I mean, everything was perfect because I walked hours a day, miles a day.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have a car anymore. You don't need a car in a city like this with public transport like this. I mean, you know, you had
in
buns
Vienna.
Of steel in Vienna.
Uh-huh.
And you
That's
know what?
Cool.
It was fantastic. And I mean, just walking. And every time you walk, you see something new. You see people. But that all has changed, you know?
Yeah.
The whole city, everything has taken a different light to me
really?
Over the years. And especially
not in a
when
good
you're gone. No.
Okay.
And especially when you're gone for a long time, a long period of time. Because the thing is, when you live there in a place, it infiltrates on you and you don't even realize the change. And then all of a sudden you're in it and you don't notice it has changed. But when you come and you haven't been in there for so long, all of a sudden you go like, what happened here? Who are all these people? What is happening to the city? You know?
I have another question. Like, I know this sounds probably really strange, but being from Linz, Austria, in a small town, small country, in my whole life growing up there, I knew one black person and zero gay people. So
you were deprived.
They weren't there. I didn't see them.
It wasn't even in the city of Vienna.
So now I'm asking you, back then, when did you know you were gay, and was that a struggle, and how did that all work? I mean, that was not a normal thing.
No, it wasn't. Actually, it wasn't a normal thing. The weird thing was, I don't know how I actually knew about it. I always knew that I had a couple girlfriends when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, you knew what really pissed me off about it? It was like, because they always expected me to shell out for everything.
Money?
Yeah. They wanted me to...
Why is that surprising?
I know.
I mean, I met this beautiful girl. She was at the tanning salon. And she was like, and the owner of the tanning salon that I was good friends with, he gave her my number. So she called me at home. She was like, oh my God, it's you. She said, I know. I've seen you at the tanning salon. You always dress so great. You look so good. And then I saw what car you were driving. I knew you were my man. So can we go and have a date?
What
I'm like, okay. So I took her on a date, and she expected to pay for everything. There was no reciprocation. There was not like, you know, I felt like I will have to keep this one for the rest of my days. And I'm like, okay, I have so many things on my bucket list already that I want to have that there's no place for that.
I can't afford you.
No, exactly. Exactly. So I was like, and then for some weird reason, I squeezed into this society in Austria, and I hung out.
That
was
my next question. Yeah, the high society.
Yeah, I hung out with all the singers. I hung out with the people that were just like on top of things. You know, TV hosts, radio hosts, you name it, and I was the big shot. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was cool to go out with these people and you're going to be recognized everywhere. And then all of a sudden I started dating this, I don't know. I mean, I think starstruck.
Girl or guy?
It was a guy. And I was like, I mean, oh my God, he was every mother's perfect son-in-law.
Okay.
And I landed him and I was like, and he was not out officially. So I remember that I was going to a hotel with him, and I stayed there at his little brother because I was like 19 years old.
Were you having to like sneak though and like hide that you were?
You know what? It was really funny because when I told my mom, "Hey, mom, actually, I'm dating so and so," and she was like, oh, "What? Can you get me an autograph?" Sure.
I didn't even care that it's a guy.
Exactly. At that point, it was okay.
Yeah.
She was starstruck too.
Your mom know before then?
She did, and actually she threw me a couple words on my head and she said, you know what, I don't want like a son like this, da 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 da. And I mean, I looked at her straight in the face and said, you know what, mom, let me tell you one thing. You have a choice right now. You can either live with me the way I am, or you can choose to live without me.
And she chose with you.
She chose with me.
Yeah.
And she still has your autograph.
And you.
And me.
Well, if you're going to carnival parties in a dress, I think there was always something there that you knew.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, she knew.
At seven.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or
I mean,
10.
I don't think it really came as a big surprise for her because, you know, I went with her to clean the houses and, you know, I mean.
I used to do that too. Yeah.
I think it's so crazy. I saw a few months ago a video on Facebook and it was a mother and a son and the son was coming out to his mom and it was actually really sweet, but I didn't know, I don't know who I learned from, that there's still such a huge, like the LGBT community is like homeless, who kick their kids out for coming out. And I'm always, literally today, I think I'm always so shocked because I don't know how you could do that. Like how you could not love your children no matter what.
I mean, to me, that is actually really shocking because
it's shocking.
You know what? It doesn't change the person. Yeah. It does not change the person. I don't care what you do behind your closed doors.
Yeah.
You know what? This is your deal. Yeah. I still love you for who you are and what you are and how I met you.
I think it's hard for a parent. I mean, I think when you think about like really like the rule. So like one of your friends.
One of my best friend's daughter is who used to be Marcella's best friend at one point. It came out as lesbian, and I remember she had a hard time. My friend had a hard time. She never, ever, ever not wanted to be her child, but she had a hard time wrapping her head around it at first.
I think the parents need time to process.
They need time to. I think they do, and I think they should, because as a parent, when you have a child, you just have dreams for your kids. I mean, that's just normal. It's normal human behavior. And when that doesn't turn out that way, and as a parent, when your child becomes a sexual human being, that alone is a hard adjustment.
Is that weird?
By itself. It's very strange. It's weird. But then when it's not going the way that you think, even that. It's very, very strange. It's an adjustment. Right. So then when that child, I mean, obviously, if you have a girl, you think that child's going to get married and she's children, and those are going to be your grandbabies, and then when they are not, it's an adjustment. And I really think that parents need an adjustment time, because it's almost like a death for their dream. And then
why? My mama has grand dogs.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I think sometimes they need an adjustment.
Well,
it's
anything bad. What's so great though is now we have so many in medicine. There's so many things that you can do now to have a baby. I mean. Maybe before, it's like, well, how can two guys have a baby? You physically can't. Yeah, right. You can't carry a baby.
No, you can't. And I don't want it.
I know you
don't. I don't want to destroy my body anymore.
I know you don't. And two girls can't have a baby. But now I think, you know, there's different stuff now. Mm-hmm. So you can have that. It's just a different.
Arnold tried.
I know. How weird was that? And that movie.
That was a creepy
what was
movie.
Weird movie. He was pregnant? What?
Yeah.
I forgot what that movie was called.
Seitenstechen? No, that was something different.
Spider.
That was a movie, you know. Well, whatever movie that was, yeah. So you kind of think like, oh, well, how's that going to happen? But I think everybody needs an adjustment. I just think it's sad that when I heard that there are still people who are homeless.
That's sad. That's
insane
truly sad.
To me. Yeah, and absolutely. You should love your children no matter what.
And you know what? I just was confronted with that actually not too long ago, because my woman that I know, she just came and confided in me, and she was like, you know what? I just found out that my son is gay. Her husband, her ex-husband, actually is a high-profile lawyer, and he found out that the son was gay and kicked him out of the house.
But
and
why?
Like put him
why?
Literally on the street, because he said he'd rather have a dead son than a gay son.
That kills me.
To this day. And you know what? You think that people would be a little bit more educated, that it doesn't change anything about how good
you're
a person
still the same.
Can be.
Yeah.
I can be horrible. I can be a murderer as a straight person,
right?
And I can be the best, nice, most loving gay person you'll ever meet.
For sure.
So
which you are.
Therefore,
which you are.
You know, Chucky.
I think that's so awful. It really does break my heart.
It is. It is crushing. It is crushing. But I think on the long run, the parent will lose out on a lot.
I think so too. And I think kicking them out and sending them off, like, that's not going to change how they feel. Like, and I think that you have to be sensitive to the fact that it's probably was hard enough for them to, like, was it hard for you to come out to your mom?
You know what? I have to say I had to kind of, I ran around the kitchen a couple times to find the right moment, which was never there, because she always had a cleaning rag in her hand, and I knew she was going to slap me or something with it. So I took the Swiffer or the broom back then. So didn't have a Swiffer back then. So,
no Swiffer
So anyway, I thought, you know what? Either way, I mean, sooner or later, I can run around the kitchen 50 million more times, and I'd be still running around the kitchen and either live my life or lose my life. You know what I mean? And so I made the decision just to say, hey, we have this going on, so we can be all a part of this life. And she's still to this date. And, you know, she loves her son-in-law. She loves everybody.
So tell me a little bit about your special wedding that you had.
Oh. Which one? No. No. Actually.
That you could have, which is so great.
Well, you know what? We really wanted it to be like a small frame that we did. And the thing about it is, it was like, we knew we spoke the invitation out to people. Unfortunately, we chose like a destination that was not easy to get to. No. And
so I was broke. I couldn't come.
Yeah, me too.
I was poor. I'm so poor.
That's why, I mean, I knew, and it has nothing to do with somebody being there. I mean, you know what? I mean, we're not the Kardashians.
You had a wedding.
We had a wedding in a beautiful, at my home first. That was exciting. Yes. And we were literally legally married by an ordained minister.
Yay!
In my own living room. And I literally Skyped my mom in with the iPad. She was there. She was there. She stood on the pedestal like
she was there.
And so she was watching the whole thing.
And so special.
It was very, very unique, very touching. And you know what? She sat there and cried, and everybody that was attending that, which was like only like a handful of people, and they just waved at her, and she waved back. Yeah, exactly. It was just like a very beautiful, intimate thing.
Why wasn't I invited?
I'm just kidding. We knew you had like a wedding.
What?
The black wedding.
So special.
No, it was really, it was very, very touching. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we decided to do a little destination wedding because I didn't want to.
Vetting.
Oh, there came the V like and vetting. The W's. Anyway, so we went to that and it was another nice little touch to finish it off. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Big
so,
bang.
Tommy, yes. Since David owned a dance competition that was in. Has been in business for 30 years now, mm-hmm. I think. And you came in and you ran the whole store and everything. You had a lot of experiences with yes. dancers and dance moms.
Yes. Mm. And that's why I crave a vodka at 8 o'clock in the morning. No.
In the morning when I wake up.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And I know Marcella and you bond over some of those experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a common ground because of that. You know, I mean, I probably have to admire her more because, you know what? First of all, I admire her as a choreographer because to me, it's like, how the hell does she remember this shit? Because you know what? I sometimes
that's the easy part.
I walk from one room to the next and I have to go back to rethink what I came in there for.
Why did you? I walk around in circles. Dance is the only time that my ADD is not full force. The only place I can concentrate.
I mean, typically. The thing is, you're one of the most talented people, and I've seen your art. I mean, it's art to me. You know what I mean? You create these things that can capture people, and you know, I mean, just like pause them in their stop in their. Walk,
I know. I always
you know?
Got Tommy, chills. That's because I choreographed to Celine Dion. That's why you love
it. That might have something to do with it.
That's why he loves it.
And I lip sync to all the songs.
That's true.
Oh, I was like bolting it, like. Belting it out
bolting.
Whenever we were saying, like when I was by myself.
Well,
love her.
See, isn't that amazing? I mean, it kind of looks weird when a guy lip syncs to it in a car while you can get away with
that one.
Yes, with the motorcycle, the music video.
But I think she has such an important part in everybody's life. Because we all go through these stages and we associate parts of our lives with music.
Yeah.
Yes.
The same thing with fragrances. There's a reason. Yeah. There's certain fragrances I can smell because it reminds me of a person. I see the face in front
of me.
Oh,
yeah.
That is true. Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not always good.
We have a
not
saying,
always good.
Not always good. But. You know what? In Europe, there's a saying literally translated, I can smell this person. That pretty much refers to the person's scent of probably more likely either
shit.
Smoke, shit, or fragrance. And then... you associate the smell of shit with that person, which probably you're going to be
shitty
reminded
person.
Of.
A shitty person.
That's why you have poopery in every little bathroom.
My mom does have poopery everywhere.
Yeah.
She gave it to how we say potpourri.
What is
like,
it?
Poopery.
What is it?
Is that
I thought it was potpourri.
I think it's poopery.
What?
Potpourri?
Yeah,
potpourri?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
I thought
poopery.
But potpourri is... Poopery is... Whatever.
That really does make more sense, though.
Poopery,
yeah. That's probably like where it came from. They were just like, we can't name something else.
I thought it was poopery.
I just ordered it on Amazon because I always use it in your house, and I was so addicted to it.
I think everybody uses it. It's in every room in the house. Sponsored
even the
by.
Cat has it in her litter box.
It's the greatest thing ever.
It really is great. Anyway.
I think some people don't really know how to use it yet. Like some people just
spray it in the
No,
air.
You have to spray it in the water.
It goes in the toilet.
Are you talking about the spray?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought you meant potpourri.
No.
Poopery.
No.
Poo. It is poo.
It is poo.
Because it's spray before you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Poopery. Yeah.
Yeah. They're talking about the. Yeah.
But
But so I know that you there's meant the people bowl that of don't shaving. Know. But
no,
I know
you spray in the toilet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But people, there's still people that don't know how to use it, I think.
If you don't know how to use poopery, spray in the toilet before you go.
No, you don't do it after the fact. It's too late.
No, yeah.
It's
too late. You lay the setting and then you...
It goes you lay in. The groundwork.
And you kneel before the porcelain bowl.
So next time you get sick and vomit, poopery it.
First of all, none of us do that.
No.
Except girls. Tommy.
Girls don't
in the
poop.
Bowl?
I don't poop.
You
girls
don't?
No.
Oh, I forgot. None That's of why us you do. Have so many flower bouquets around the house.
I don't do that.
Caroline.
Hey, Tommy.
She mad.
Yes.
Tell us, so after you did all the store in Showbiz, then you worked for Car.
Yes.
Dance competition, and you did all their stores, which is, I mean, your stores are just like
amazing.
It is very difficult to surprise me. Like, no one can ever surprise me because I'm kind of witchy, and I
me too.
See things
I like that
before it even happens. I'm not. And Tommy to date surprised me with the biggest surprise ever in my life, I think. And that was when we owned the studio, the dance studio. Uh-huh. And I was out getting my hair done, and I was, which was like a rare event that I ever left the studio. I was gone for a few hours, and when I came back, he had put together the most amazing store ever in life. Like, I still can't believe
it.
No,
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You did.
It was the, I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was pink and beautiful and sparkly and lights everywhere. And yeah. I
mean,
just
you laid the groundwork. I mean, you gave me the tools to work with it. And you know what? You give me some tools and I'll make it happen.
You surprised me, though. No one has ever surprised me like that before. I couldn't believe it. Remember?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's cool, though, that at Prestige we had the store, which was called Too Posh. And then the whole time that we're trying to think of, like, how do we rebrand Gabrielle's Lingerie and Marcella's Swimwear and what should we do? And the whole time...
Too Posh was there
the whole time. So crazy.
I never knew.
Right in front of your face.
In front of our face.
Even like cleaning out the storage room, I saw all the Too Posh stuff. So when y'all changed it, I got like a notification like, oh, Gabrielle's Lingerie Boutique changed their name to Too Posh. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
It makes all sense.
And then, but I was like, I know that name. Why am I getting a notification for something I already knew?
We were trying to sell costumes. Like dance costumes. And I was laughing because there's the tags that say Too Posh, which was 5 years ago, which is so weird how that like all comes
under
full
one
circle.
Umbrella.
It's a timeless name.
It is.
So I have one more question.
I keep saying that, I feel like.
Yeah, right?
No. One more.
This one is day.
Super
one more. Take 102.
Yeah. One more question.
Tommy.
That's like when I told dancers one more time.
I want to know all the details about after you went to the AVN Awards and then you went to Marquee. I want to know how it started, the in-between, and what happened.
Well,
he was in
Vegas.
One.
That's a really short one.
No, just what make it a little bit longer.
Stays.
Well, you know,
unless you're on Too Posh podcast.
Yeah. That's true.
Exactly.
That's true. Just stay in Vegas.
Yeah.
No. Well, you know, some of it stayed there anyway. I took my bruise with me anyway. So the...
It's like...
We literally, I mean, had the best time at the exhibit there. I mean, I went with a couple of my friends. I mean, I got to meet two new guys, and I went with a guy that I knew for longer that invited me to go. And, you know, it was so funny because, you know, what are the odds? I mean, we're sitting in the cab back to the hotel, to the Vidara, and all of a sudden the phone rings from one of the guys and says, hey, your wife is calling.
He's like, I don't have a wife.
And he goes, why is she not calling me? You lost your phone at the AVN, at the adult exhibit. So
no.
It was like so funny. He froze
in
the seat.
That's why I have rules.
Oh my goodness.
No, she
so
actually
you wouldn't let Patrick go to
knew.
AVN.
I would die.
So anyway,
if Gina, like I would like laugh. But
it was really, really funny. It was sitcom. It was totally sitcom.
I would more than Gina.
You would.
There was a lot of women there.
You yeah, would I would go. And
no, I think I would rather go probably more than who I'm dating.
Yeah, I would go, but I wouldn't want my husband to go by himself.
Well, he was with me.
Gina wouldn't want to, so I'd want him to because he'd be like,
I don't know what to
do. Oh, honey, let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing. There was really not that much to brag about.
Yeah.
Because you know what? If those gals wouldn't have had like a little poster board behind them,
you wouldn't have known.
You would have never known that's there.
I actually did say that.
They're so airbrushed and...
There's no airbrush. Honestly, if you want to dance from someone, I promise I can dance better. So you're not going
to...
Honey, go ahead.
Honestly, Marcella, not to suck up to you.
Like, you have fun
but
with that.
You have fun.
You're cute.
You... would have outdone every single woman in that entire exhibit hall.
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously.
You're like, what?
I'm serious. I'm not worried about it. Go there. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So when you come home, it's much better.
Went to the marquee that night, and I really didn't want to go because I was tired.
Okay.
I've seen a lot more tits than I've seen in a long time. And you know,
I don't want
really,
this.
I really wanted to just...
Just go downtown to Dallas and you'll see all the tits you want.
Exactly.
He's like, I really need to see a dick.
Well, that was not actually even on my mind. I was even tired of that.
Tired of the dicks and the tits.
Exactly. I was like, you know, I don't want to go. And I was ordered and summoned at 11 o'clock. You're going to be down there. We go. We've got a table, blah, 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 blah.
That's what Vegas does.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, you know what? I wanted to just so nicely sneak out. But then I thought it's the last night and I don't want to look like the, you know, party pooper.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I went down there. I had my arms crossed the whole entire time. I was like a piss ant.
No twerk team for you.
Where did you stay?
At the Vidara, which is a very nice hotel. I love that. No casino, no smoke, nestled right with a through a walkway to the Bellagio.
But that party was at the Cosmo, right?
The Cosmo, yes.
That's where I stayed.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's like, it's a very sexual hotel. The wallpaper is naked women.
Very sexual hotel.
It is. The wallpaper.
I just like the chandelier.
Tommy's looking at you like,
no, the wallpaper is like naked women.
It's like Zaza.
Like this.
Yeah.
And they're all.
At the Cosmo?
And I was like, oh. Yeah.
Have you been to Zaza?
Tommy didn't notice.
Yes, I've been to Zaza.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Zaza.
I like Zaza.
Me too.
But it's quaint. I love the smaller.
Me too.
You know, the more quaint. You
know. And Zaza has the everybody gets a Kama Sutra book.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, in your room.
Oh, it's like, okay.
You don't get the
sex book.
Feather duster.
the flogger. Things. You don't get that with it. But
we
you
sell
do.
Those.
We do. Yeah. We sell that. 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh. I finally watched my first episode of that.
You did?
50 Shades Darker.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
I never
Gino
saw
the part.
It with Whitley.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what? Honestly, I did not really.
Yeah. I expected a lot more.
I expected more bang for the buck.
Yeah.
I did
very
too.
Disappointed.
And of
I was
course,
really disappointed too.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, you know, where's the hype? Where's
right?
all that?
Well, I think it's a bunch of. Older okay, women yeah. who are not like getting.
They want to be dominant. Okay.
They're not getting what they want at home. And I feel personally, if you want that, just ask for it.
Exactly. But you know, here's the thing. Here's the one thing that I've noticed. You look at the actor. I mean, it's not hard. I mean, he was not ugly.
No, he's cute.
You know what I mean? The thing is, put it on a different body.
The guy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now
the face?
Then we have a different story.
You didn't like his body.
No, I liked everything about him.
Oh.
I mean, he was a good-looking man. So to
her.
Me, that's not torture. You know what I mean?
No, the
hit
guy.
Me.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Okay.
And so,
well,
but you put that on a different body, you know what I mean? We yeah. have a whole nother storyline.
Okay.
Yes. Harvey. You know what I mean?
You get
that's kind of what Gino said.
Yeah.
Okay. So we went. It was like. I don't know. It was fairly new. I mean, I'd never really dated anyone. So it's at the beginning when the very first one came out. I was like, oh,
first
I want to go.
She was
can't make it out. No. But so we went on Valentine's Day because that's when they come out, which is very smart
very
marketing
smart.
Wise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so we went to the first one and I was like, oh, I tried to read these. I hate reading.
Me too.
But I was like, okay, I'm going to go. Gino, let's go. And he was like, okay. So he gave it, you know, the previews and like the first 5 minutes. Then he was on his phone playing Clash of Clans on full brightness. And he just kept looking up and going,
oh my God.
And I was like loud in a theater on Valentine's Day where a lot of other couples were there. And he was like, oh my gosh. Like kept just... You know,
they were probably thinking you were giving him a little
TLC.
And
then I'm like, Gino, we're not the only ones here. And he goes,
give me a break. If he was not rich, this would be so creepy.
There you go. And I was word.
Like, I'm like, yeah, you have, word. You know, you have a point. Yeah. But it's just funny.
Oh my
he's
God.
Just so loud and dramatic. And
but he has a point, and that's yeah, no, exactly my point too.
I told him, I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know,
but if you
don't get used to hearing that, but you're right.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
But I think it was like a soccer mom book. Yeah, like, oh so, my gosh, yeah. The women who like don't get any at home. Or
it sounds like Dance Moms.
Yeah. No,
it was.
They all liked it. They loved it. And I went and watched the movie and I was like, ugh, I'm so disappointed.
I was bored stiff without this
watch
stiffness.
Better somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, nothing was stiff.
I was bored soft.
Literally. That's a new way to put it. No. Way to go. Yes, my cheeks, sister.
My cheeks hurt. So that's how we feel about that.
With a knot. You could have tied a knot in that one.
I don't know. How did we get there?
How did we get there?
How did we get there?
What was my question?
Micro penis?
No.
You're going all the way.
Oh, God. I know. I'm kidding. I was looking at the straw.
The straw is still present.
I don't know how we got there.
Avian.
I wanted to know how you got home. I still don't know that. That's how it started. I don't know how we got to
it was
the 50
an American
Shades.
Airlines.
No. To the hotel. And what happened?
He doesn't know, Mom.
What do you mean he doesn't know?
Well, I don't remember because I was so P.O. that I drank too much vodka and I don't remember how I got
vodka.
Back to my room.
How much vodka did you drink?
I don't know. There was always an empty bottle in front of me. So it was the same or it was always a new one. I don't remember.
That's what happens.
How
in
far
Vegas?
Was the hotel from the
oh,
marquee?
A bridge.
A bridge?
Over troubled water and I had a bruise. And that's all I remember.
Is it the bridge over the highway? Like from
no,
the
it was connected. It was connected.
I took
and
a stripper
I found
class
this,
there.
No, seriously, I found
I
a real nice
class.
Soul
I did.
That carried. I mean, not carried me, but you know escorted me home and said, "You know where do you live?
Where do but you how live? Do you know where he lived? I have a friend who didn't know where he lived, and he ended up at the wrong hotel. In front of the room, he stayed. What was that called? In the hallway.
Oh yeah, he Planet
Hollywood. Okay. What?
Whitley, we need to go take
the bridge
a
was?
Nope. Planet.
Okay.
Whitley and I need to go take a stripper class.
What?
Well,
really?
That's what I did.
Where did this come from?
Of my
well,
she was talking about that she took
do
a stripper.
Do they take guys?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, they do.
So I'll tell you, one time I did take a pole dancing class once, but I want to
so
go again.
Sore.
But yeah, so I had bruises everywhere. Maybe that's what you did.
Yeah, maybe
did
you get on the
no,
floor?
I didn't have dollar bills in my pants.
Oh, well. So I've been one time, and as a dancer, I was like, oh, my God. I walked in kind of like, well, I'm going to be really good at this. I was actually terrible.
I walked in like, wow, I'm going to be so terrible. I can't dance. And they're like, oh, my gosh.
You're
like,
so
she's a professional.
And I'm like, y'all, I really don't know what I'm doing.
Mom,
I'm
just listening. Would you be mad if I wanted to, like, compete in pole dancing?
I'll do it with you, so
that
you have to be
art.
Double mad.
I think it's really
it is. Have you YouTubed it?
It's yeah. impressive.
Would
this is
mad?
Heavy stuff.
I'm just
it's
curious.
Hard.
I mean, I first of all, their bodies are amazing. And I only, I
my
like.
My teacher was okay.
The
but
guy,
she was good.
Your body yeah. can't get any more amazing.
Well, I was going to say. My teacher was like.
But the guy I'm seeing, we were laughing because he goes, you like the strip clubs where the girls like do work, like on the pole.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need you to do something.
Like,
I don't want to watch
me.
You like push your hips back and forth.
Yeah.
I
it's like, okay, I can buy a good bra too, but
yeah.
show me what you can do.
Yeah. I
want to
see
and
you
impress
do.
Me.
So we used
Cirque
to say,
Soleil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We, yes. Yeah. We used to say we wanted to own a strip club and
we did not.
I thought that's what we said.
I have never said that in my life.
Well, maybe I got confused. But
I would help you decorate
no, that was
it.
Was me.
I don't want to own a strip club. No.
Well, I think
my
we
God,
could
God,
go
I'll make the outfits.
And we'll always
you
have
make
correct
the outfits,
change.
You decorate. We could audition the girls and I would make sure that they do like good tricks. Spider, would you go to our strip club if we owned one? Because you
oh,
know
yeah.
you go.
See, there you go.
Yeah,
see, you'll
so,
get a VIP pass.
Like the decorating. Whenever I first met you, like in the beginning, I guess, when we picked the jewelry out
yeah.
for that was so much
that was
fun.
So much fun.
Oh,
that such
oh
a
my
great
gosh,
show.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's mm-hmm. so fun.
He's got so many hidden talents.
Right? I was like,
you
oh
are,
my gosh.
You are so
But she was
talented.
Like, oh, this is my best friend. And I was like, oh, we were just having
Where did
so
you hide
much
him?
Jewelry. I was like, oh my gosh. Bring him around more often.
You were always gone.
Yeah.
It was just, it was,
but
that was
here
now. I remember that. I was like, oh, I love him.
Anyway,
so much fun.
Whitley and I are going to take a pole dancing class.
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe another we'll videotape one. It for everyone to see.
Yeah.
How bad Ooh. We are. Yeah.
I have a couple videos. Well, but they're not impressive.
I think we have a lot of fun things coming up. We have, what is it? Penis and pussy with Polly.
Oh, yeah. Penis and pussy three with Polly. The three
and
P's.
And then we have Tommy Does the Universe.
P to the third degree.
Tommy Does the Universe.
P to the third degree.
That's Willy good. I should then, be in marketing, not fashion design.
And then Tommy Does the Universe.
Yes.
You have to tell us those stories. So you're going to have to come back.
I didn't live in the Trump Tower.
Eels are going to curl, I heard.
Our what? Ears are going to curl, so you got to come back and
curl our ears for us.
So you're going to have to come back a lot.
I'm bringing sexy back.
To curl, to curl everybody's ears.
You just quoted JT.
I did. That's the only song I know from him.
Whatever. He's so great.
I like him. He's so cute.
I love him so much.
I do too.
Even when you have all the light show.
I'll show you my text with my mom.
I'm so in love. I'm so jealous of Jessica.
Right? I'm like, good for you, girl.
Good for you. Whoever ever Leonardo DiCaprio is with, because I'm still in love with him since eighth grade.
Everybody.
He let her drown.
He's with Toby Maguire.
He drowned. She didn't drown. I know. I heard that there he was might enough be gay. Wood. Oh, and really? I've already had a gay ex-boyfriend. I mean, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy might come back for that. Oh, okay. Off.
Oh,
that's a wrap.
He's out of juice.
Maybe not juice.
Oh,
it's out of juice.
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about my gay ex-boyfriend another time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another day.
It's not Tell Leonardo me,
will
DiCaprio.
Will you come back for that?
I sure will. Please? I'm not going to miss that for nothing.
Give your opinion.
Anyway, next week,
stay tuned.
Next week, we have a special guest, and her name is Valerie, and she has a very, very, very interesting and touching story, and she was married to one of my friends, and he committed suicide, and she has four children, and a very, very powerful story, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I think that's, I'll probably talk about my story, my Me Too story, and hers, and kind of giving advice to women and men. I think men too.
Yeah, could definitely.
Yeah.
Lots to learn
on
that one. For sure. If you have any specific questions for us, please, or if you want to be a guest on our show, please hashtag Ask2Posh on Instagram, Snapchat at Marcella Ranieri.
Or you can follow me on Instagram, Marcella Ranieri, MarcellaRennieri. RANERI. And you can also follow Whitley.
And that's at WHITLEYQUINNL.
L. Tommy.
Good old Wiener 1970.
Well, my Snapchat is at Gabby Talks, and you can submit questions by emailing tuposhboutique@yahoo.com. And thank you so much for listening.
Happy endings and spread sparkle everywhere you go.
Woo!
Good times.